This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is under renewed pressure to change his stance on same-sex marriage after it was announced he would be attending the wedding of his lesbian sister. Christine Forster, a Liberal councillor in Sydney, has told New Idea she popped the question to her partner Virginia Edwards during a recent trip to Broken Hill.
The timing couldn't be more awkward for the Prime Minister, whose government is pressing ahead with a challenge to the ACT's same-sex marriage bill. Before the vote this week, the ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell wouldn't be drawn on the outcome of the federal government's constitutional challenge.
I think if you were to speak to any constitutional lawyer, none of them would guarantee that the bill would either be upheld or struck down. It's simply a very finely balanced issue that the High Court will be asked to determine.
Territory lawmakers earlier this week reworded the bill, making it explicit that the law would apply only to same-sex couples. The move upset intersex and transgender groups, who argued that narrowing the bill's scope meant they would be excluded.
A new report released this week shows there's been a sharp increase in the rate of newly diagnosed HIV infections in Australia. The report by the Kirby Institute, which was released at the 2013 Australasian HIV/AIDS Conference, shows that HIV infection rates rose by 10% in the past 12 months, the largest increase in 20 years. Men who have sex with men account for 67% of the new infections. Bill Whitaker, a spokesperson for the National Association of People with HIV, says we need to relaunch our efforts to stop complacency.
There's a number of concrete actions which we can do to clearly reverse these type of figures.
A former candidate for Bob Katter's Australia Party has been forced to publish an apology for equating gay people with pedophiles. Tess Corbett was dumped as a candidate in January after saying homosexuals were in the same category as pedophiles and shouldn't be permitted to teach small children. The New South Wales Administrative Decisions Tribunal ordered that she publish an apology at her own expense in the Sydney Morning Herald.
Turning overseas now, and in a BBC documentary that aired this week, Stephen Fry has confronted the Russian lawmaker behind the country's draconian anti-gay propaganda laws.
Gay people are lying about their problems when the most talented angel felt.
Woman. You're really not making any sense, Deputy. And if people hear you speaking like this, they're going to think, is this man actually allowed to use the street and the telephone?
Gay couples in New Jersey began marrying earlier this week after the state's Supreme Court threw out an appeal by the governor, Chris Christie. Governor Christie reiterated his opposition, saying if one of his children were gay, he'd give them a hug but wouldn't support their marriage, prompting his Democratic opponent to fire back.
Our gay brothers and sisters don't need a hug. They need to be treated as equals.
Coming up, which iconic gay TV show is getting back together? Matt's got all the details after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
Players from the NHL, Major League Baseball, Pro Football and Basketball Leagues wore purple on the field last week to support LGBT youth and victims of bullying. GLAAD spokesman Wilson Cruz says the show of support will send a message that homophobia is not welcome in sport. Equestrian legend Lee Pearson claims he's willing to go to prison for protesting against the treatment of LGBT people in Russia. He hopes his actions will create a global awareness of the embarrassing issue.
Thanks, Tanya. All things just keep getting better. Yes, that's right. The boys from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy have reunited 10 years after the show first aired. Carson, Ted, Kyan, Tom and Jay all sat down together for the first time since they filmed the last episode of the series. And some juicy gossip came out when the host Andy Cohen asked if any of the boys hooked up with each other whilst filming the show.
That would be like incest.
That would be disgusting.
Because we were like,
I made
brothers.
Out with someone.
Was it a sound?
Someone in the cast in the back of a white van.
And that's what's lubricating the LGBT&I conversation this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.